Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We are continuing this week in our study of the Christian marriage relationship. Both today and tomorrow, we will be studying specifically the biblical texts which talk about sexual intimacy in the Christian marriage. Sexual intimacy between husband and wife was designed by God, but we live in a day when Satan has used his utmost resources to attempt to pervert what God meant to be both beautiful, fulfilling, and a picture of the intimacy between God and his bride, the church. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, we read, "Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge." Now, this scripture implies that there's nothing impure about sex within the context of marriage, but sex outside of marriage is sin in the eyes of God. Our society today has long ago dispensed with the notion that sexual relations outside of marriage are sin, but in God's view and in His Word is very clear. The sexual relationship was designed by God as a beautiful thing, but intended to be found in the context of marriage alone. In Genesis chapter 2:24, we find the familiar words, "Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." And becoming one flesh refers specifically to sexual union in marriage. And then in Genesis 1:27-28, it says, "So God created man in his own image. In the image and likeness of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And God blessed them and said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply.'" God commanded Adam to reproduce with his wife, and that sexual drive is a God-given part of the divine plan of creation, and it should be honored as such. There have been ideas circulated in the church for decades that would try in some way to paint a picture of the sexual relationship between husband and wife as simply some duty that must be fulfilled by the wife in order for the man's desire that he cannot control can be satisfied inside the context of the marriage. But God never intended for it to be that way. If you read the Song of Solomon, you find this amazing book of the Bible describing romantic love between the king and his bride, and it's written in very sensuous terminology. It freely describes the delight and the enjoyment the couple have in their physical relationship. Now, this book is a picture of how God intended married love to be, I really believe, as well as a picture of God's intense affection for his bride, the church. But we cannot throw out the fact that God placed that book in the Bible, and its description of physical love in a marriage relationship is so vivid and so beautiful. It is not only poetry. God intended for it to be the reality that people experience in their marriage relationship. But so many factors have come into play in our society that have sown seeds in the minds and thought lives of many people that have twisted the true picture and the true meaning of the sexual union in marriage in the minds of so many. God gave the gift of sexual intimacy between husband and wife for the purpose of enjoyment and celebration. In Proverbs 5, verses 15, and also I'll read 18 and 19, in the Amplified Translation, we see this picture of the intent of God to have that physical relationship in the marriage to be beautiful and enjoyable. It says this, drink water out of your own cistern of a pure marriage relationship and fresh running water out of your own well. Let your fountain of human life be blessed with the rewards of fidelity and rejoice in the wife of your youth. Let her be as a loving hind and a pleasant roe. Let her breast satisfy thee at all times, and be thou ravished or exhilarated always with her love. Now, these verses clearly portray the physical intimacy within the confines of marriage as intended by God to be enjoyable and exhilarating, not a duty that must be done. Instead, it was intended for both husband and wife to rejoice in this most intimate and beautiful part of the marriage relationship. And yet again, our culture has twisted and perverted this and made the sexual relationship to be something either very unclean and perverted or something that can't be expected in a marriage, but it can be expected to be exciting outside of marriage. These ideas, of course, are false. They are lies, and they don't line up with the Word of God. And yet they have influenced many Christian marriages as well. And as Christians, we need to make the decision that we're going to believe the Word of God above what our society or our culture or the media may portray to us. The scriptures also are very clear in teaching married couples against withholding affection and sexual intimacy from one another in the marriage relationship. In 1 Corinthians 7, verse 3, it says, "Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband." Now, this verse clearly teaches mutual responsibility in showing physical affection one to the other. Are you being obedient to the Word of God in your marriage relationship? Or do you feel that your sexual intimacy is of a poor quality? Possibly the reason is that you have believed some of the lies that Satan has sown into our society, that sexual intimacy is only exciting in the outside the context of marriage or only in the context of some illicit relationship. Instead, God's word says it's to be a blessing and it's to be exciting and it's to be exhilarating inside the marriage relationship. But it requires a commitment on both parts of the marriage team. Both the husband and the wife have to commit themselves that they will be committed to be a blessing to one another, that they will not withhold affection from one another. In 1 Corinthians 7, verse 5, it says, "Do not deprive one another except with consent," and it's talking about physical intimacy. "Don't deprive one another except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control." This is a serious warning to not withhold physical intimacy from your spouse. Doing so leaves you and your marriage vulnerable to temptation. And Satan is always ready to provide some form of temptation that will attempt to destroy a Christian marriage. It is vital as a married couple to decide you will invest in your marriage relationship and in your physical relationship the time, the tenderness, the affection, the consideration for one another, and that you will seek to do this not only just to obey the Lord, but certainly for that reason, but also to seek to be a blessing to your husband or your wife. In Tim and Beverly LaHaye's book, The Act of Marriage, the authors write this, "God designed the beauty of marriage to be a lifetime of sharing experiences with one true love. And as long as a man convinces his wife that their lovemaking is the expression of the true love he has for her, he will find her a willing and cooperative partner." Husbands, It is vital for you if you want to have a good physical, sexual relationship with your wife that you express to her, both in words as well as with your physical touch and affection at times outside the bedroom, that your wife is your one true love and that your lovemaking is the apex of expression of your love for her. So I encourage you, husbands, if you're frustrated with the sexual relationship that you have with your wife, seek to be one who will be a giver of affection all day long, not just at the time when you hope to have physical intimacy, but on a constant basis, so that you have prepared her heart through your affectionate touches and hugs and caresses and kind words. Women have a hard time receiving physical intimacy from a husband who's harsh, who's never tender, who is never affectionate physically outside of the bedroom experience. Prepare your heart's love through touch, through affection, through kind words, so that your times together of physical intimacy will truly be a place where the beauty of God's love is expressed, and it's a place of celebration of the love that you have for one another. But guard your intimacy level by guarding what you say, how you interact with each other, that your tenderness is shown in other areas, so that when that time comes, it truly will be a celebration of your love relationship. That's all the time we have today, but join me again tomorrow as we continue in this discussion of sexual intimacy in the Christian marriage. This is Rita Langland encouraging you, have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.